Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you struggling with conflict or difficult conversations? Well, today I'm going to share a perspective on this, on how you can work through some of these challenging conflicts or difficult conversations. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra bonus for you then as well. As always, if you want to keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes and never miss any, you can subscribe to our free weekly confidence newsletter, and you'll also get a weekly tip with that as well. All you got to do is click in the link in the show notes right below this episode. Okay, so for me, I remember being in a place with being terrified to challenge anyone. Like, ask someone for something. If one person said something, someone else said the other, and I'd go between two people. It was my absolute nightmare, particularly in the workplace. It was like, I didn't understand what was going on. I'd be like scared of doing anything wrong because I just didn't want people to be upset with me. And I didn't like having difficult conversations. And I was terrified. Now, when I really needed to, obviously I had to. Okay. And it came from the fear of being disliked and therefore not feeling like I was enough, therefore not feeling lovable, and therefore that creates a feeling of life or death when you really go into it. And that's what I've certainly discovered. It's crazy how our survival brain works, right? Just some little situations sometimes. Now, it's still something I'm working on, and I'm someone who works in sales as well, and sometimes asking people tough questions has to be done to get through their own fears. And I found like a lot of people that I've met, and myself included, we talk absolute rubbish in order to keep away from our worst fears, right? It's like, what if I try something and I don't do it? What if I do something and I get discovered that I'm not enough, and therefore like, oh, it's not the right time, I'll do it later. I've certainly caught myself. Maybe you can relate, right? And therefore, we sometimes run away from difficult conversations or conflicts. I've certainly been there as well. What I found is that we're, from a young age, I've certainly been like conditioned for approval, right? And it's made even worse where we are now because of social media and all these kind of things, comparisons. All people are liking my posts, right? And again, it's something I'm still working on. I've got a lot better, but yeah, I obviously create a lot of content, so sometimes I am on social media, right? And it's not saying you should or shouldn't be on there, but I'm just giving you a bit of background as to why we can be conditioned in that way of like trying to get approval from people, and therefore having difficult conversations or conflicts is really, really hard. Now, I want to ask you, when you're wanting to move forward or you know what you need to do, yet you're afraid of a difficult conversation, how does it help you? If you're anything like me, it didn't make me feel really good. So here is some short tips I want to really give you on how to have difficult conversations or work through conflict. Number one, know your boundaries. Now, sometimes things aren't worth it, right? And you can decide this for yourself. I'm not saying what you should and shouldn't tolerate. Sometimes there's things and we just tolerate them. There's other things we're like, we tolerate, but we feel like we shouldn't. So being clear on your boundaries. When do you need to have a difficult conversation? When do you not, right? Maybe like sometimes it's our own triggers and we need to work for our own internal stuff. And then other times I need to say something to someone, right? So for example, like someone chewing some like gum, like really loudly or eating really loudly in the past, maybe you can relate to this, has annoyed me, right? And maybe it's for a short period. Now I've got a little bit of annoyance. I don't erupt and say, stop chewing straight away, right? It may be just for a short period and I can tolerate that, right? Yet, if someone was rude to me or disrespectful to me, I would more likely say, hang on, you've not been very fair to me. I'm just trying to do this. And I was also trying to look for the best for you and you've been disrespectful, right? That would be me knowing my boundaries. If you're not sure of your boundaries, write them down. When are you going to challenge and when you're not? It doesn't mean you have to challenge everything. It just means you got to know the line when you want to challenge. If someone insults your family, you're probably going to challenge. If someone's maybe eating loudly, Maybe you're not going to challenge. Maybe it is a big deal for you, right? Okay. So the next thing is having really powerful self-talk. Now, this has been a bit of an overarching one in recent episodes. It's foundation to everything, though. You won't feel like you're safe enough to look after yourself or be able to deal with other people's emotion if you don't have a powerful relationship with yourself, or a powerful relationship you're building up with inside yourself, at least, right? So therefore, make sure you speak to yourself every day. Carve out some time, even if it's 10 minutes in the morning, just to sit with yourself, see what you need, and say some kind things to yourself. The third thing, just do something a little bit challenging, right? Don't have to be a big thing, right? It could be like you're in a meeting in a workplace. You don't need to just stand up and say, this is rubbish and I hate you all, right? Okay. Even though sometimes the brain goes into those places. It's just being like, maybe if you're in a team meeting and they've got a direction and you just don't quite understand it and you never say anything, maybe you just say, excuse me, I don't 100% understand the logic behind this. Or maybe you ask someone after it. And you're going to praise yourself and give yourself credit no matter what their reaction is. Make sure you do that because it's going to encourage you to do more of it. If we rely on external circumstances like people's responses and reactions, then we're always at risk. Yet if you do something you say you're going to do and you praise yourself for doing it no matter what the results, then you're truly winning. Okay? So that's what I would say in terms of moving forward with difficult conversations or dealing with conflict. Now, I've got an extra one for you as well. Just before we get onto that, though, I want to mention that if you want to keep up to date with all these episodes, all you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. You can subscribe at any time. You can find that linked in the show notes below. My bonus one is very simple, very, very simple. Probably overlooked and not and forgotten about. Practice in advance dealing with difficult conversations and conflict. If you know it's going to come up, don't just say, oh, it's going to probably happen later. Prepare in advance what you're going to say and then praise yourself and celebrate for doing that because you're more likely to prepare more often as well. So rehearse in advance. As someone who works in sales, I have to be prepared for this because in all honesty, it's a very... Like I talk about it right now, it can be really hard to challenge someone in the moment. And the stories people come up with, and it's not about like selling someone a program, it's about helping them move forward. If they feel aligned to something, like for example, and I'm like talking to them and they're like, I really want to do this, I'm really excited. And then they're like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. Oh, I need to check this, I need to check that. And then you can tell it's real fear. I'm not doing them a favor by letting them say that to me. So I need to, because it's not helping them, they're just going to be kept in their fear. And a lot of us do that. And then we logically justify why something doesn't need to be done or we don't need to move forward because we're scared. I've certainly been there. So what you can do in those kind of things is, like I do in those like cool instances, is prepare in advance. What are you going to say? How are you going to handle the situation? And again, if it's challenging, don't expect it to go smooth. Like, just do what you can. Learn from it. What else could you do next time? The more you become self-aware and learn from your life, the more you're going to grow in confidence as well. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives for being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.